This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The views and opinions of Layla Rahimi and Marshall Harris should not be taken too seriously,
especially when they give advice.
Do not take Marshall's analogies literally,
especially when it comes to Russell Dorsey.
The sports thoughts of Rahimi and Harris may change at any time. Remember, it's just sports.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.
Rahimi and Harris, 10 to 2 on 670.
Will Caleb Williams throw for 4,000 plus yards? Layla Rahimi.
Yes. I don't know why I'm saying it. I just really want it to happen.
Of course he's going to throw for 4,000 yards, unless he gets hurt.
No, I don't think he will throw for 4,000 yards.
What? However,
stand by. I have a very specific number, 3,856 yards.
What is the Bears' overall record this year?
Oh, I've got them at 8-9.
What'd you have them at before?
I thought they could be a 10-win team.
7-10. Yep.
I got the Bears at 8-9 this year, and my number one reason is because they play some of the best teams in the NFL twice this year.
The Bears are back, baby. Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Rahimi and Harris. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Hello and happy Football Friday. Doesn't it feel good to say this is Rahimi and Harris on 670 The Score. We broadcast live from The Score's Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. When we have breaking news, it is brought to you by Wildfire. Join Wildfire Restaurants as they celebrate 30 years of serving delicious food and creating memories. This is Rahimi and Harris with Mark Grody. Mark is over at Hallis Hall. Layla Rahimi and Marshall Harris are with you today. Our producers are Robbie Triano, Tyler Farringle, and Brandon Fryer is helping out. You can text us and you can call us, 312-644-6767. And we are on Twitch and YouTube, as I mentioned earlier, twitch.tv/Chicago670thescore. Our video team is Connor O'Donnell, Max Curtis, and Jacob Stutz. And Marshall's distracted because we just saw perhaps one of the most painfully executed feats of strength I've ever seen.
Well, and you know, we're talking injury report because we finally have one. Even though the Bears did not practice yesterday, we have an approximation of who would be on the field and whether it'd be limited or mispractice.
Right.
Meanwhile, this woman, Gabrielle Wall from New Zealand, broke a world record by running the 100 meters across Lego bricks.
Barefoot.
Barefoot.
Why would someone do this? Why would anyone want to do this?
That is the if you need a punishment for like the biggest loser of your fantasy football league this year,
this is up there.
That might be it.
But that means this person had to train to do that.
Well,
so they're training to do that.
She's a mother of two, and she says she can't count the number of times she stepped on Lego bricks. So it makes sense. Makes sense.
I wonder how she would compare it to childbirth. I'm still thinking childbirth is more painful.
Yeah.
And the act of pregnancy itself, but Maybe that toughens you up to try to do
that. I feel like
that.
She's now going to do 100 meters running on Legos while giving childbirth. I feel like that's her next step if she really wants to take it to the next level.
I'm not going
to
lie to y'all.
Tyler Farengold just shook his head in disgust.
I just don't understand why. Like, why? Why would anyone do that?
Why do we pain ourselves every week waiting for the injury report to come out only to have it be confirmed that, yes, there is pain. Lots of pain. Lots of pain.
It's so true. It's so true. So let's look at the first Bears injury report of the regular season. This came out yesterday afternoon at around 3:30 or so. And like we said, you typically get slated into what you would have done in practice if you were to practice on the days where there isn't one. Josh Blackwell groin DNP on the list. TJ Edwards with the hamstring DNP, which if we're ranking the Bears injury report, that's up there for me as a rule.
I think that's at the top for me because it's a hamstring. That's not an overnight healing type situation.
Bingo. Well, and as we are still in the search of RB2, Roshon Johnson with the foot, DNP would be the designation there.
It would keep going because the who's going to be RB2 question will linger after you hear the rest of the injury report.
Next on the Bears injury report, Jalen Johnson, not just the groin, but now calf limited.
Which was the original injury that Brad Biggs reported that was causing him to miss the early part of camp.
But those two's now together in action. Kyle Monongai, hamstring limited.
So both the guys who are up for RB2 on the Bears, one didn't practice in Roshon Johnson, foot, and I haven't seen him in a long time, and Kyle Monongai limited with a hamstring, again, trouble area, trouble muscle for a guy who runs.
Correct. And then Devin Duvernay, hamstring, theoretically full. Dominique Robinson, oblique, theoretically full. So that is an estimation of what would have happened if there had been a practice. Now, this is early because you know that you get the Monday night game, so a lot can happen over a weekend. But either way, the best thing that I think the Bears could do on Sunday against the Vikings is run the football. So when you have two of your dependent football runners on this list, two that you were really hoping to see because you know about the one in DeAndre Swift already, or RB1, this is a concern to me. And defensively, when you know the secondary is, I wouldn't say decimated by injuries, but when they are down bad with injuries, and you've got now Jalen Johnson, I think the more things you put together with that, it's said limited, but you need him to be game ready. You're hoping that that is still the case. In my head, I'm still game planning like he's going to be there, because if he's not, especially when you know Josh Blackwell's on this list too, that's a concern.
There are a lot of concerns there, but I will say the first one at the top for me, because Jalen Johnson at least was limited, is the fact that TJ Edwards would have theoretically not practiced. We'll find out what happens later today as they are back on the practice field. But well after this particular episode of Raheemy and Harris with Mark Grody ends, Grody will be at House Hall, just won't have anything to tell us before the show ends, unfortunately. And I just, if it's not TJ Edwards, who's out there? Is it Noah Sewell? Is it a young Ruben Hippolyte? I can't imagine he's going to be thrust into the fire week one as a starter.
So let's hear what Brad Biggs had to say on Mully and Haw this morning, trying to do that very Tetris about the current situation with the Bears' injuries.
The TJ Edwards thing is certainly, you were hoping it wasn't that, because oftentimes guy gets a hamstring and you're looking at 3 weeks, maybe a little bit more, and hopefully he could be an exception to that. But I think it was 5 years ago was the last time he missed regular season action due to injury, and it was a hamstring. So not a recurring thing for TJ, who's been a model of durability in Philadelphia and now with the Bears. Jalen, we'll see you know, how much action he gets today. If I was just guessing, probably limited again. Again, limited can mean basically anything short of what would be a full load. So they've got a lot of room for discretion in terms of how they actually classify guys on the injury report. And Blackwell's been out a couple weeks, so I would be surprising to see him resurface at least in time to play on Monday night. But I think they've got depth there at cornerback, even if Jalen can only play a little bit, and we'll have to see what happens at linebacker, where it would thrust Noah Sewell certainly into a larger role Monday.
That was Brad Biggs on with Molly and Haud. This segment on Raheem and Harris with Mark Grody on The Score is brought to you by almostfreeteeth.com. Save on dental implants today. So that's it. Yeah, we knew Josh Blackwell was a concern. We already knew that. We knew that Jalen Johnson hadn't seen any real time preparing yet. We knew that. So this is the ramp up period for him, as we know. So when it comes to how this gets put together against a Vikings team that may not have Jordan Addison, but they still have their complement of Justin Jefferson and the others, who I think Jefferson changes the shape of the offense, so therefore other players can get more yards. It's definitely something where you're not just wondering how bad it is, but you're wondering how much of Dennis Allen's defense are we even going to be able to see when you consider TJ Edwards as well in this.
Well, just like we talked about Caleb Williams not being necessarily up to speed in week one, and that Ben Johnson gets paid a lot of money to figure it out, Dennis Allen gets paid a lot of money to figure it out. And this is before I knew that the possibility of no TJ Edwards and Jalen Johnson and Josh Blackwell, you can go down the list. Before I knew that possibility, I had questions about whether or not this defense, as it was constructed talent-wise, could get to the quarterback. Could they make a first-year playing quarterback look like a quarterback in his first year?
Well, and the other thing is J.J. McCarthy, as we know, lost his last year, his rookie year, to injury, so we're calling this the redshirt freshman year. However you want to put it, this is his first NFL game that he's going to see on Monday. But he's got a lot around him, you know, that can help him. He's got a nest, so to speak, and I feel like that nest is a little bit softer than it is for a lot of other quarterbacks in that situation. I feel like I've said that before regarding Caleb Williams, but you know you've got proven commodities in the Vikings position players. The other part of this is, too, is let's start to add it up here. Like, especially when you're talking about, we already mentioned TJ Edwards, right? But the secondary itself, when you consider, okay, Blackwell's on that list, Jalen Johnson, groin and calf. Then, of course, there's Terrell Smith, who is out for the season, as we know. Zay Frazier ruled out for the season after the team placed him on the NFI. He's got a personal matter. Not that you're necessarily depending on Zay Frazier, because, well, frankly, you know, we didn't get to see him. Kyler Gordon, we know, missed several weeks of camp with that hamstring injury. So once you start putting this together, you know, who does the responsibility fall on? Tyreek Stevenson quite a bit. You know, this is his redemption arc. You know, does he start by being a more man about business when it comes to don't poke people in the face mask, you know, don't lollygag? Like, could this be an opportunity for him to step up when everybody else is got a bit of a concern here?
Is it bad that the first thing I thought of when I saw what happened before the first play of that game last night between the Eagles and the Cowboys was like, I hope Tyreek Stevenson's watching this? That was my first immediate thought, because Jalen Carter, who could have been a Bear, he did something in spitting on Dak Prescott that caused immediate disqualification before you got on the field for your first play of the NFL season, coming off a second team All-Pro season. Coming off, this is going to be your big, you might be first team All-Pro this year, and you're not even going to play in this game because of what you did.
Yeah, you got a week one suspension is essentially what happened there.
And so for Tyreek,
you got ejected before kickoff.
So he gets ejected, and I'm thinking, all right, if Tyreek Stevenson sees this, I just, not that he needs the reminder even necessarily, he may have a fresh slate with all the coaches and be in a very different place mentally than he's ever been before, but just in case, I hope Tyreek Stevenson saw that and understands, man, every single thing I do on this football field has consequences, not just for me, but for my team and my teammates.
But here's the problem. How many times have you and I, in our history of reporting and just talking to athletes, one of the best questions I love to ask, because it lets you into their psyche, is how mad or how hyped do you have to get yourself for a game? Like, if you're talking to Tyreek Stevenson right now, like, that may not necessarily be the case. He's like, yeah, I hear you. But the way you have to make yourself see red during a game, that's the hard part. That's the hard place to stop and start. You basically have to turn it on 100 out of 10 during plays and then turn it off and then turn it on again. And that's where that comes in. The stuff we saw was between play mess, you know, and I think that's the part of it. Or Jalen Carter getting that hype where you're having to say crazy things to yourself to get ready for this game. The Michael Jordan, who was there, by the way, last night, this personally.
So
that's the part where you really have to say to yourself, like, this is the easy part. This day right here, a few days before a game, it's that game time in the middle of the whistles where you have to stop yourself. And that's the difficulty.
Ultimately, you're asking a supremely incredible Hulk level amped up person to toe the line, knowing that he's been a habitual line stepper his whole existence as an NFL player, because you need that level of aggression to do what he does on a football field. And different players handle that differently, as we've seen throughout the course of time.
Okay, so Spitgate, I guess Spitgate has come to us earlier than five on it, where we also wanted to talk about it. 773 on the text line says Dak spit first. 708 says Prescott should be suspended for instigating that. There's no way on planet Earth that Dak Prescott is going to get suspended for instigating that. Dak, here's a lesson to everybody. Kind of like we just saw that woman run across Legos herself voluntarily. Somebody else's behavior doesn't dictate yours.
I think it, yeah.
My job doesn't dictate how you talk to me. You know, I mean, you dictate how you talk to me. You're still responsible for your behavior.
For him specifically, Dak, who probably was instigating?
He says he spits all the time, which, yeah, it's true. But again, it's like, are you going to legislate? At some point, you have to draw your line, because, like, in an NFL pile, how many penalties would you want to call there? In real life, infinity penalties. But it's the one that's egregious that usually gets called.
And that, let's be clear, that was beyond egregious. And I just want people to understand that just because someone spit in your direction is not the same as someone spitting on you. Let me tell you something. Someone spits on you, it's over.
It's hands. On.
It's on like Donkey Kong.
Limbs, you know, not just hands, Rob.
Feet. shoulder drops.
But the concept of DDTs. Prescott being suspended for instigating, man, come on. Come on.
Listen, I can't. Yeah, I can't. Anybody who's like, Dak should be suspended. You know what? If he gets fined, he gets
fined.
How many
other? The only thing that leads me to ask is, how many other people are you blaming for your behavior on a daily basis?
That's fair. Sometimes you do have to take matters into your own hands, but that wasn't one of those instances where he had to take matters into his own hands.
I'm not making excuses for Jalen Carter or Tyreek Stevenson either in this space, but I am very well aware of what you have to do to yourself to get ready for a game for some people.
Yeah, no, and I think that's what we're talking about is can you toe the line when your aggression needs to be at a certain level, and different psyches handle that differently?
Like, we could be sitting here, you know, having a very, like, classy, finer things type of conversation with everybody, like Tyreek Stevenson, and yeah, it sounds logical, you know, on a Friday afternoon or a Friday morning here in the city of Chicago, but on the field between plays?
With all those fans amping you up?
Bingo. And your opponent across from you, that's when the discipline really comes into play. But I feel like in this case, maybe it's a hype up. You know, maybe it's we can bust out our coach him up Layla and coach him up Marshall hats. We're like, this is your time to shine. Don't mess it up right now.
Best news, by the way, from this injury report is the fact that the aforementioned Kyler Gordon was not on it.
That is a good point.
That is the best news from this injury report.
Indeed.
Because he's a weapon, and I think Dennis Allen will use him in all the ways. Especially if all these other people are hurt.
Also, I was really too aggressive with the this is your time to shine. But that's the point. When can you turn it on and off? We have more coming up next on Raheemy and Harris on The Score. As we talk about the turning on and off of at least yourself in between plays, in between whistles during the game, we got to see how Ben Johnson in the offense wants to turn it on against the Vikings incredibly respected defense. He talked to our Mark Grody about that. So we will hear it next on Raheem and Harris with Mark Grody on this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Score.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Rahimi and Harris, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on 670 The Score.
They blitz more than any other team on any down. They load up the box. They typically want, you know, many rushers, you know, rushing a QB, as many one-on-ones at the least that they can have. And I think they play well together. They go.
That's Caleb Williams talking about the Vikings defense that he gets to face on Monday night. This is Raheem and Harris with Mark Grody on The Score. Mark Grody is at Hallis Hall. And I think that the Vikings defense is a test for anyone. The fact that we didn't talk about Caleb Williams last year crumbling underneath it, the outside factors are typically what we discuss when we talk about the results of the two losses last year compared to what could happen this year. That also, Marshall, is an indication that you're a little more encouraged in year number two, even if it's a new offense with Ben Johnson, just by that alone. Like, hearing Caleb Williams talking about it gives you a little more confidence. He knows that he knows what's coming, or at least he knows that they're going to try to make it sure that he doesn't know what's coming. But that's the element of surprise. You have to know that they're going to try to throw you off balance in any way, shape, or form.
People can tell you about what it's going to be like, but for him to have experienced it firsthand, not once, but twice, and been in one game, taking his team to overtime and won, and then being in a much less desirable situation on the road, I think that has him in a mindset where, okay, I know what the worst of it should look like because I got sacked 68 times last year, and the Minnesota Vikings has people who seem like they're omnipresent.
Yeah, if you just look at like blind box score stats, obviously last year to last year, Bears offensive numbers versus Minnesota defensive numbers, horrifying.
Not like, great.
Horrifying. 68 sacks, for example. Minnesota tied for the NFL lead with 33 takeaways in 2024. They were fifth allowed in points per game. Yeah, you just go along with that and you're like, okay, got it. That's why they were one of the best teams in the regular season last year. You know Brian Flores is going to cook up something terrifying. But knowing that and then being able to know you've got that extra, if I have to go off platform, if you have enough time to do so, you know, at least you've got like a plan B if you have to have it. I think that also affects your plan A And that's the part of this that I think is pretty key. The concept of confusion, like we talk about, being the real currency in the NFL now. Your whole job is to confuse your opponent as well as physically dominate them. This all plays a factor in what the Bears are expecting on Monday night.
So that plan A that you're talking about, the best part of it is now plan A is being run by Ben Johnson. So he looks back over his shoulder and he realizes, hey, I was told if I just do what this guy tells me to do and execute what he wants me to do, we'll be fine. I'm going to go ahead and follow that based on his resume and based on the fact that, like, I'm kind of scared of him because I don't really know what to expect from him. So I love the Caleb Williams-Ben Johnson dynamic as far as the Jedi Master and the Padawan, the new Padawan that's come through. And let's be honest, Caleb Williams is still very much in Padawan stage right now. He may be very, very talented, but you want to make sure that he becomes the best of the Jedi as opposed to, like, I don't know, Darth Vader?
Well, and the thing is we know Ben Johnson has said his success with the Lions against the Vikings, he's not going to copy and paste that game plan. So what does he have to say about facing them with this Bears team? Well, Mark Grody asked him that very question.
How difficult is it to get creative or add extra help as far as blocking is concerned when you have two guys on the Vikings in Bernard and Van Ginkle who are, you know, capable of double-digit sack seasons?
Shoot, yeah. I mean, I think there's more than that, too. They have Dallas Turner was a first-rounder a year ago that he's going to be coming to his own here year two. And then I think they really upgraded their interior defensive line as well. I think that gets overlooked a little bit between Jonathan Allen and Hargrave. So, you know, I think the beauty of the defense, once again, I said it yesterday, is they create a lot of one-on-one matchups. And when you have guys that they feel good about winning their one-on-ones, that it puts a lot of stress on our guys. But you know, I think we know the task at hand. We'll see how practice goes here this week. And, you know, it's hard to have any breather plays this week. It's just the nature of how Flo calls it. And, you know, we got to be locked in if we want to have success against this defense.
There's a lot there.
I love all of it, but specifically when he talks about two things I love. Sometimes coaches kind of get vague when they talk about other players, or even if they get specific, not as, I don't want to say it's disrespect, but they're like the number, they call it the number. He's calling guys' names by name when he's responding to Mark Grody's question, because he's like, oh yeah, you talked about those guys, but what about these other guys in the middle? What about these other guys? And the fact that he talks about one-on-one matchups, and that's when my light bulb goes off, because he's like, yeah, we're gonna need a left tackle this week. We're going to need a left tackle, because if Brian Flores thinks he can exploit the left tackle position and that left tackle's on an island for any extended period of time, there's going to be trouble. So I'm really curious as to how he accepts that, because he's already talked about it, and then talks to his team about whether they're going to have somebody out there with him helping Braxton Jones, or scheming things in a way that Braxton Jones is not exposed in a bad way.
Well, and I think it's also step number one for Brian Flores is still attempt to confuse your quarterback. That's going to be what it is, right? It's attempt to confuse your quarterback, knowing what I know about what your new OC does. And it's that second step where I feel like he's probably game planning. If you're Kevin O'Connell on the other side, you're saying, who's available in the secondary? Let's go get him. You know, that's probably your game plan number one, knowing what you know about the Bears position groups and who's injured. So you're attacking the weaknesses either way. I think one of the reasons Braxton Jones is the guy this week is because he's also the most mentally capable. And I'm not saying people don't have the mental aptitude. I'm saying he has the most experience. He has the most understanding of what he's seen. You know, that experience is what also gets you there. It's not just necessarily, oh, is this the end game for everybody? No, he's the veteran. He's established. He knows a little bit of what to expect more than, say, a rookie in Ozzie Trapillo, for example, or a guy who didn't see playing time outside of mostly on the practice squad, Theo Benedict. You know, I feel like those are the differences there. Yes, Karan Amagaji faced the Vikings. We know how that
went. Did he, though?
And it was on the road, which factors in tremendously
just
here.
One of the top five dumbest things that the Bears did last year by player or coach was putting him out there in that situation for his first ever NFL appearance.
But I say all of that to say there's multiple factors that help bake in the reason that it's not going to be complete shock and awe, or at least it doesn't get anticipated that way.
No, Braxton Jones has seen it, much like we were talking about. Caleb Williams has seen Brian Flores' defense twice. Braxton Jones has seen a lot in the NFL over his 40-plus starts at the tackle position. So even if he's not 100% physically, the mental aptitude that you're talking about, the capabilities and his ability to look back and remember what happened, watch film in a different way because he lived it, is definitely something that Ben Johnson, I guess, is banking on at this point.
Well, and also when he says there's a lot of flow dictating game flow. So what is the defense giving you? Which means you're going to see in-game adjustments. You want to see them before halftime. Yeah, that's part of this too, is I feel like so many times last year we talked about the Bears' halftime adjustments. You want to see those happen in-game a little bit more clearly. So that's where I think he's also discussing that. You know, hopefully we see that from one drive to the next. You know, hopefully we see maybe something get picked up on a little bit more. That would be a benchmark for me. And when I hear him talk, I feel like that's going to be something you're seeing. And because it's before halftime, usually you just would look at it as, oh, these are different plays, or this is a different drive, or something like that. The element of confusion, again, comes back into play.
The confusion is going to be great because we know that Ben Johnson knows that Brian Flores knows that Ben Johnson knows that they each have things up their sleeve. And I can't wait to see it play out in this. I'm anticipating what you might be doing, but you might be doing something different. So I'm also planning for that just in case. And it's a two-way street. With those two, it's a two-way street. And Ben Johnson's gotten the better of Brian Flores the last 2 years. He really has.
Well, and the Bears did come back from, what, 11 down in that 30-27 loss in overtime. They're capable of coming back.
You know why? Caleb Williams. That's when the magic comes out.
The game flow he's talking about. Caleb Williams talks about flow state. That's different. I think that's him feeling like the game has slowed down around him. That's a timing thing. That's a offensive rhythm thing, almost like where the game feels like a meditation to you. But this game flow is a different piece. That is what you're talking about, the adjustments, and then feeling that way as a result.
Yeah, for Caleb Williams, I think, you know, we did predictions yesterday. I said 7-10. I think a lot of that is because early in the season, I don't know if he's going to be within striking distance at the end of the game to make the Caleb magic matter. But I think late in the season, that Caleb magic and these one score, you know how NFL games typically are, that Caleb magic is going to be the difference in winning games later in the season, I believe.
Well, and that one, for example, was a one score game. You just don't want to lose all of them. Not that I'm still bitter.
If you just win half of your one-score games during the 10-game losing streak, it looks a lot different, the season as a whole. You get what I'm saying?
That's a double-layer math.
Now, don't get me wrong. There's an Arizona game in there. There's a Patriots game in there. There's some games where you're just like, okay, that game, they didn't have a chance.
Hey, by the way, while we're here thinking about the disappointing losses or the ones that frustrated you the most, did anybody listen to the Take the North podcast and find out yet the prediction between Mark and Dan Weider for who the most disappointing player was going to be?
I did not. Who was it?
The MDP. Maybe, I hadn't heard it yet. That's why I was asking.
I may have to text Grody and ask him that question now that it's out. Now that the embargo is off.
How would you answer that?
The potential MDP?
Yeah, for you.
I think for me,
I just spent a half a segment trying to coach up Tyreek Stevenson on a Friday morning.
I don't think it's him because I told you Pro Bowl.
I'm team Tyreek as well.
Pro Bowl or bust for Tyreek Stevenson. He's going to get the opportunities. He's going to make it happen because he has no choice.
I'm worried that he might elicit the reaction of "I'm not mad, I'm just disappointed."
So the disappoint is, I'm just going to say it like this: second round, there were three players the Bears took in the second round. I'm going to need something out of the second round. It's the second round. And you go.
So we've moved the goalpost now from the Ryan Poles era third rounders because there's not enough of them left.
Let's hope it doesn't seep into the first round.
To the Ryan Poles era second rounder.
Well, no, you expect a reasonable expectation of a second round pick in the NFL is that player contributes in a significant way year one. It doesn't have to be at the beginning of the season, but by the end of the season. And now, I just look, give me one of those guys to hitch my wagon to, whether it's Luther Burden III, whether it's Shamar, whether it's Ozzie Trapillo. Yeah. like those are three different players, three different positions. And I'm just, I don't know if Luther Burden third is going to get enough run.
Yeah, I was going to say, out of those three, who plays the most? See, that's what I'm saying. Like, Ozzie, I don't know what his role is going to be, how much he's going to play. Luther, I mean, he's the fourth wide receiver right now. Say, I don't know which one is getting run.
I think it's probably Luther, right? Given what they expect to see out of him in the slot. Or does that become like the one and two with him and Zacchaeus?
Well, doesn't Shamar Turner have to play? Doesn't he have to rotate in and play football?
I think that's the answer.
I think he has to be a guy that's in every game trying to do something. He's a second round pick. Your second round defensive lineman has to do something.
Yeah, so should your second round offensive lineman.
Yes.
But when you've got established veterans in front of them.
And that's why Luther Burden III is probably going to get a bit of a pass, because it's like, what's he supposed to do with really good guys? As long as the offense is making things happen, they should be in good shape. So it's exciting.
But that's a big as long as.
Oh, well, yeah, I got faith in Ben Johnson.
Part of the reason we're talking about this in the way we are is because they simply did not run enough plays as an offense last year.
70 is the goal this year, I believe. 70 per game for Ben Johnson.
That would be fantastic.
That means good things are happening and you're controlling the clock. Do you want to give stuff away?
Yeah, you deserve to at least, I think, have some things for hanging out with us.
Yeah, so just keep listening for the chance to win a pair of tickets to the first ever Oktoberfest with the Cubs, which is coming to Wrigleyville September 19th through the 21st. A little preview for you. In the Toyota Camry lot on Gray Street. Enjoy authentic food, beer tents, live music, carnival rides, even a ceremonial keg tap. Tickets on sale now, starting at just $15. Children 10 and under, they get in free. Head to Cubs.com. That's Cubs.com/Oktoberfest for the details.
About those Cubs, before you're in your pumpkin spice and apple cider season and whatnot.
I think it's here already, but yeah.
It is. What's been lost in a lot of the discussion surrounding Kyle Tucker's availability has been not only how this affects his future moving forward, because he's a free agent at the end of the season, but also where the likely targets are. Well, Jeff Passan had some pretty big news on ESPN that he's continued to track over the last couple of weeks. We want to give you the latest on that. It's worth a listen. That's next here on Raheem and Harris with Mark Grody. He's at Halas on The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Rahimi and Harris, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on 670 The Score.
He's not going to play tomorrow, but I think, you know, calves are hamstrings, calves. You know, we just got to see how he feels on Friday. And, you know, we'll be cautious, absolutely, here. But he's you know, he's like, we'll just, you know, let's see how it feels Friday and we'll go from there.
That was Craig Counsell talking about Kyle Tucker. That was from Tuesday. We know Tucker had a calf strain. He had to leave the game. And then Willie Castro ended up filling in. He did not play on Wednesday against the Braves. And unfortunately for the Cubs, they ended up losing that game. So now we're trying to figure out what happens to him today. This is Raheem and Harris, Mark Grody, Mark's at Hallis Hall. As we get you ready for Cubs baseball right here on The Score, you can hear that game starting at 12:45. First pitch is at 1:20. The only local broadcast of tonight's game can be heard on The Score. Today's game, rather. And the Southwest Airlines Cubs Radio Network. I'm not going to do the Lawrence pause. It's gotten too much. Like, it's gotten to the point, Marshall, where if Lawrence pauses on Southwest Airlines Cubs, I'll take like seven steps on a walk before he says the word radio network.
Why is he pausing? Do we have a story behind that, or is it he just does, that's his thing?
It's fun. It's funny. It's okay. Different.
All right. No, because I heard him do it, but I was like, oh, did I miss the memo?
Yeah,
on
I had
this?
No idea why as well.
Yeah. I've heard
things
it.
People do.
No, I like it, but it keeps me on the edge of my seat. What's it going to say next?
And then I was walking and I look like a lunatic because I'm walking down the street and then I'm walking during the pause and I'm yelling to myself on my headphones, come on! Because it'll be like Southwest Airlines, Cubs.
Radio network. I was not on the edge of my seat because I knew the words that were coming after.
But
so
you
I was
jumped
not.
In. Like, Layla was going to let that milk for like a little
I,
bit more.
I know. She's going to let it go for about 15 seconds, but this is a short segment, so I want to get to what we got to talk about because I think it's very important.
Are you serious? You're trying to rush the timeline on guys like Kyle Tucker when I think he thinks he's got all the time in the world, not for his injury, but for his upcoming free agent contract. This is the latest from Jeff Passan. This just dropped at 7 this morning. He did talk indeed about Kyle Tucker, and I want to even take us back to what he first had to say on the Cubs Weekly podcast on Marquee. Which would you like to hear first, the most recent pass and drop?
No. Let's go chronological so we can let it play out.
All right. Previously with Jeff Passan on Kyle Tucker.
I've said yes in the past, and I will still say yes now, but I think the Cubs are going to have a limit that they're not going to want to go past. And the reason I have pause on saying unequivocally, yes, they are the favorite, is because I've seen this time and again. We saw it with Alex Bregman. Like, the Cubs should have gotten Alex Bregman in the winter. I've seen the Cubs have a willingness to stop and to say, we are not going to go a penny over that. And you can keep pushing and you can keep trying and you can keep cajoling and you can keep telling us we're not going to get the player, but we're not moving. And one could call that either discipline or foolishness. And maybe it's a little bit of both.
So he said that he thinks that, yes, the Cubs were still the front runner last week to get Kyle Tucker.
But there was a cap.
What you don't want is for the Cubs to be the should have champions of 2025. You know, like, we talk a lot and joke about the Bears being offseason champs, and that's become a running thing in the NFL. You don't want the Cubs to be the running shoulda champions in 2025. Like, that can't be happening.
We might be on that path. We might be on that path after the trade deadline.
So, now that you know that piece, and again, that was the Marquee Cubs Weekly broadcast, the article today that dropped, number one, first bullet point with a bullet. How much does Kyle Tucker get? So he says, you know, goes into the Vladimir Guerrero Jr. $500 million deal, not looking unreasonable. But he says Tucker's best comparable might be Mookie Betts, not because of the similarities of their games, but rather the level at which they produce while maintaining minuscule strikeout rates, which perhaps in today's day and age, we don't value enough out of Tucker. He is 8th in on-base percentage. Fewest players are as good as any of the three facets of the game as Tucker, let alone all three. Betts is the most obvious, and he signed a 12-year, $365 million deal that started in his age 28 season. So yeah, the number is going to be big, likely in the $400 million range. Now, Marshall, that's about 200 off from what Jim Bowden has said to us and really maintained for the early, I would say, 4 or 5 months of that prediction.
I want to just stay right here. I've never been on board with Jim Bowden in $600 million. The $400 to $500 million made way more sense to me every step of the way.
Jim Bowden, yeah, he's known to go out on a limb here and there. That's to say the very least. But it also gives me an understanding of the range, because how many times have we been in this situation where we're talking about a guy in the nine-figure discussion And it starts out with a low figure. And then somebody like the Dodgers swoops in with Shohei Ohtani, or you have the Juan Soto contract. So I don't mind Jim going out there like that. But that's not what Passan is saying, and Passan tends to be somebody we look to as like the benchmark, if you will. He's that guy when it comes to the contracts. The Philadelphia Phillies, he goes on to say, could desperately use a big corner outfield bat, particularly if the next player on this list takes his talents elsewhere. The San Francisco Giants need a complement to Rafael Devers in the middle of the lineup. Others, including the Cubs, will be in the mix. The market will find Tucker, as it eventually does, with the best players in every class. And the next player on his list is Kyle Schwarber.
Battle of the Kyles. I think for what the Cubs are willing to pay, you have to look around and say, if we don't get Kyle Tucker, what are the backup plans? And then the question could be asked, because of the injuries of the last couple of seasons, is Kyle Tucker still worth these numbers that are being bantied about? That's what it comes down to, right?
Well, and I think in part of all of this, I found myself thinking, irrationally, but I found myself thinking about the likelihood of Tucker staying as far as this brief headache, and hopefully it was just brief, with his injury availability. When you're already having to plan for somebody's absence, and the players on the team that you're planning for to fill it were younger players with more years of control, I don't know how you don't wonder, like, A, given his free agent contract deal, you're thinking, well, we were going to have to do this anyway. You know, you're already planning for the exit. Are you getting a head start right now when you're having to fill the gaps in the way you are? But then again, it's like, no, he's the reason you're so many games above 500. Like, he was money in the bank for you. And when he's good, who's better? And you look at that eighth OPS and you're saying to yourself, even when he's not 100% himself, how much is he still affecting your team in a positive way?
No, I think that in the correlation at the All-Star break, or excuse me, at the trade deadline, excuse me, was when they wouldn't trade Owen Casey and so many guys were untouchable. I was like, is that because you know you need him because Kyle Tucker ain't coming back? That was the first thought in my head. How can you not think that that's a possibility? And that's what we're going to have to wrestle with between now and, of course, the decision.
And if that's the case, maybe Carter Hawkins just picked the word 2032 out of thin air when he really meant 2026.
And you
don't want to light a fire under the fans' butts to think that. But
if I was a GM today, or an owner, either way, I'm not looking past 2027. I just refuse to. I'm like, we're doing everything we can to win between now and 2027, because I don't think 2027 is happening in the way that we hope for.
Hey, West Loop friends and people adjacent to West Loop. Join the Score out at Wild Fork today, where you can meet Molly in a few minutes, starting from 11 until 1 at the West Loop location on South Halstead. There will be a food truck on site. Who doesn't love a Friday food truck?
Everybody loves a food truck every day of the week.
I know, Wild Fork is some quality stuff. Plus an in-store scavenger hunt for a chance to win a $150 Wild Fork gift card. That is today with Molly from 11 to 1 at Wild Fork in the West Loop.
We can't make it. I just did the math.
I thought about it as well.
Yeah.
Coming up, we have more here on 670 The Score and the Raheem and Harris with Mark Rohde show. Our friend Adam Hoge is back. He's part of our regular Bears guests, and he will join us to talk more about that Ben Johnson, I think, plan against the defense we're going to see, and more injuries as well. Adam is next here on Raheem and Harris with Mark Rohde on The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.